A jury verdict could come at any time now in a corruption trial in Manhattan involving leaders of the National Rifle Association. The lawsuit against the once powerful gun group was brought by New York State Attorney General Letitia James. James is the same prosecutor whose fraud case against former President Donald Trump led to hundreds of millions of dollars in penalties last week. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, James has built a reputation and sparked controversy, taking on some of the country's most powerful institutions and people.
When Letitia James ran as a Democrat for Attorney General in 2018, she was already in her early 60s and still mostly unknown outside New York City, where she'd served on the city council. During the campaign, James, who grew up in Brooklyn, promised to use the law aggressively.
I will take on powerful interests and hold them accountable, because regardless of where you live.
In that campaign video, James singled out one man.
I will take on President Donald Trump and anyone who tries to deny New Yorkers their most basic rights.
James won, making history as New York's first black woman to serve as state attorney general. After the election, she told NBC News, quote, "We will use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions." And in her first year in office, James did just that. Her 2019 lawsuit forced Trump, still a sitting president, to shut down his charitable organization, the Trump Foundation, and pay a $2 million fine for allegedly misusing donations. James then sued Trump a second time, a far more sweeping case, claiming he deliberately inflated the value of his real estate holdings. And last week, she won again.
Donald Trump may have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal.
Trump, his sons, and their company were ordered to pay more than $350 million in penalties. Trump's promise to appeal. But speaking on Friday, James blasted the former president, using language that at times sounded personal.
Donald Trump's fraud is staggering, and so too is his ego.
This kind of rhetoric, while James was campaigning for attorney general and afterward, has fueled accusations by Trump and his allies that James's lawsuits are politically motivated. Here's the former president speaking Friday.
Letitia James, that's another case altogether. She's a horribly corrupt attorney general, and it's all having to do with election interference.
After clashing with James, Trump took to calling her by a racially charged nickname and adding her to the list of enemies he says should be locked up.
You know who should be arrested? The Attorney General should be arrested for what she's doing.
James has also become the focus of attacks by right-wing media figures like Sean Hannity, who say James and other Democratic prosecutors have used the power of their offices to target Trump unfairly.
Does that sound like equal justice, blind justice in America? I don't think so.
Appearing on Hannity's show on Fox in October, Jonathan Turley, the legal scholar from George Washington University, accused James in particular of campaigning improperly on a promise to bring Trump down.
This is a trophy pledge that I'm going to bag Donald Trump.
Trump hasn't been James' only high-profile target. In 2020, she sued the National Rifle Association's top executives, claiming widespread corruption.
The NRA's influence has been so powerful that the organization went unchecked for decades.
This case is now before a jury in Manhattan, but it's already forced the gun rights group to seek bankruptcy protection. On the eve of the trial, James's lawsuit toppled another once powerful figure, longtime NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre, who's named in the suit, resigned abruptly, citing health concerns. James hasn't only taken on conservatives. In 2021, it was a probe by her office into allegations of sexual harassment that toppled a fellow Democrat, then Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The Attorney General did a report on complaints made against me by certain women for my conduct. The report said I sexually harassed 11 women.
Cuomo denied wrongdoing, but resigned after also accusing James of a political hit job. Christina Greer, a political scientist at the City College of New York who studied James's career, says it's inevitable a prosecutor challenging powerful individuals and organizations will face blowback and criticism.
It's an elected position, so isn't there always going to be politics in an elected position?
Greer points out that whatever rhetoric James uses outside the courtroom, her cases are tested by judges and juries. Defendants, often represented by top-tier legal teams, have opportunity to show in court that allegations are false or politically biased. But so far, Greer says, James keeps winning.
She's able to take on these very high-powered men, Democrats and Republicans alike, because she also has a very dedicated team of lawyers.
NPR asked James for an interview for this story. She declined. Speaking last year, she addressed Trump's claim that her focus on him is a political witch hunt.
This case has never been about politics or personal vendetta or about name calling. This case is about the facts and the law.
James's crusading style has clearly earned her big enemies, and her rhetoric has raised questions about the boundary for prosecutors between politics and the law. So far, those questions have been overshadowed by big wins in the courtroom. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.